Hello, everyone. This is Chris Van Buren. I'm the author of the Noble Spirit series and the Evolution of the Noble Spirit. And I'm here to talk to you today about the Noble Spirit and what that means. And I'm gonna kind of go into three main points here, which is I'm going to talk a little bit about the brain and brain science. I'll bring that in a little bit. And I'm going to talk about intuition and following your inner guidance, your inner wisdom. And I'm going to talk about values, your own personal code, so to speak. And these things will come together, and you'll see how they interplay with each other. It'll all make great sense. I'm going to start off by asking you some fun questions. So this is a little process. Take about 5-10 minutes, and I want you to get out a piece of paper and pencil and write down a few things. We're going to just brainstorm. So I want you to take a couple deep breaths. Take a minute to get a pen and paper. You're not going to have to write down a lot, just a few ideas that come to your mind. And when you are ready, sit down, comfortable place. Take some deep breaths. Stretch and relax and get yourself into a nice relaxed place. Use whatever standard technique you like to use to calm your mind, relax your brain, and just get into a nice, calm, focused awareness. You can use music sometimes. You can usually breathing will help with that. Sometimes people will hum something or a mantra. And just give yourself a minute to relax. And what I want you to do is just kind of tap into your intuition and your inner guidance on this. You can just jot down some ideas. So we're going to start. I want to ask you to access three different brain networks. These are three of your most primary brain networks that function every day of your life. All of us. We have lots and lots of brain networks, dozens and dozens of them. But these are three that are very key and primary, used all the time by all of us. I'm going to have you tap into each of the three and access some information. So the first one is your default mode network. Okay, now your default mode network is also called your imagination network. It's where your brain is able to unfocus. It's the unfocused mind. So it's mind wandering and storytelling and imagination. And so I want you to allow yourself to tap into that. And I want you to think of three things, or more. If you think of more, that's great. Write down at least three things that put you in a state of awe. What do you find awe-inspiring, awe-striking? Just in awe of it. I'm not going to give you any real suggestions. I don't want to influence what you think. But think about your day-to-day. This is meant to be things that you maybe find awe-inspiring all around you in a day-to-day way that you can just take a moment and remember and realize and tap into that awe-inspiring moment, occurrence, transaction, experience. I'll share a couple of mine after. And of course, if you think of other things after we move on to other things, by all means, write them down too. Let them keep coming if you wish. So three things that you find awe-inspiring that just make you go, wow, that is amazing, awesome. Okay? I'll give you just a moment more on that. And then the next thing we're going to tap into is what's called the central executive network of the brain. And this is, as you can probably imagine from the name, central executive network, it is the network that is involved in decision-making and planning and organizing and figuring things out and your finances and your life plans and goals and strategies. It's the strategic brain and so on. Very important, of course. That's why it's called the central executive network. It is very central to our lives. We must have order as well as the balancing out of the previous one that we just looked at, the default mode network, which is unfocused. So this is the central executive network is the focused brain. Okay, so I want you to tap into the focused brain. And I want you to think about, and this may surprise you a little, but I want you to just let it bubble up, whatever comes to you. I want you to think about three things or more, at least three things that make you feel proud. And in particular, proud of yourself, proud of your life, proud of yourself. What do you take pride in? What are things that have happened in your life that make you feel proud? It can be a memory, an experience. Okay? So let those bubble up. Let some ideas come up. What have you experienced? What do you experience? What do you remember? What makes you feel proud to be you? Okay. And now finally, we'll go to the third brain network. And keep adding things to the other two if they come up. But for now, let's go to the third brain network, which is called your salience network. And this is the network that balances all the other networks. It's the network that lets you observe yourself observing. It is the eyeballs behind the eyeballs, so to speak. It is the network that gives you wisdom and clarity and balance and lets you see connections and patterns among all the other networks and all the other things in your life. It's the network that takes the longest to develop, and it continues to develop all throughout adulthood. And it doesn't even start developing until we're well into adolescence and sometimes early adulthood, our 20s and so on. That varies. It depends on the person. It's not the same for everyone, but it is true that the salience network does develop longer throughout life, and that people who are a little older, I'll just say it this way: as you get older, your salience network becomes more developed, not less, for most people. So that idea that older people are wiser and see more of a broad picture is actually true. There's brain science to support that. So relax, continue to breathe. Relax, let your mind relax. And just tap into your intuition for three things. Three things that make you smile. Three things that put that smile on your face. It might be a partial smile. It might be one of those Mona Lisa half smiles. Just you know about it. Just makes you feel good. Or it might be a full toothy grin. But let yourself think about those things in your life, those experiences, memories, ideas, that people, anything that brings that smile to your face, that sweet inner knowing smile. Yes? Take a moment for that. And see if you can remember three things that do that. Hopefully you've written down some things, and I'll mention one or two things in my experience just to give you some examples from myself. As far as the default mode network, one thing that puts me in awe all the time, I can sometimes be walking in the city even, and sometimes just stop and look at a tree with the sun shining on it in a certain way, where the leaves are glimmering, or there's an outline of the leaves, and just the way the sun, the way light touches the trees and the leaves on the trees can put me in awe. Just, it just amazes me. And even sometimes those long afternoon shadows and that sort of silent afternoon time puts me in awe. I know that for probably a lot of you, nature can do that. Animals, trees, nature. But sometimes encounters, human encounters, can put me in awe. The way sometimes parents relate to their children can be awe-inspiring. The way children relate to pets can be awe-inspiring. These are some of the things that do that for me. And so that's the idea. Keep thinking of things and tap into that, and allow more to come up if they do. And in a moment, I'm going to talk about how to bring this into your world and how to really tap into, in a regular kind of controlled way, a way that you have control of, to tap into these brain networks and use them to guide you and your intuition, to basically give you what I like to call inner wisdom, inner guidance. So you can tap in and say, what does my central executive network want to say about this situation? Or I have this challenge. I wonder what my default mode network has for me here, right? So I have a very great set of tools and techniques to help you with that. And I'm going to do that in this next segment. So get ready for that. Hello, welcome back. I'm wanting to now take you to the next evolution of the noble spirit and evolution of how we can tap into our inner wisdom and inner guidance. This is really what it is to be a noble spirit, is to be guided by the self, to be guided by our highest ideals and our highest selves. How do we do that? Well, it's all within us. It's all in our brain. It's all there. We just need to learn how to tap it, how to tap into it, how to recognize the clear, distinct inner guidance from what I like to call the trickster voices, or the monkey mind is called sometimes, that can be the voices of other people, the voices of culture, parents, others, that are not there to guide us. So here are some techniques, it's basically the age-old technique of personifying and speaking to parts of us from within, right? So I'm going to give you three inner guides, inner archetypes that match these three brain networks that I just mentioned. The default mode network, the central executive network, and the salience network. These are three inner personalities, if you wish, guides, archetypes. There's a lot of ways you can describe them. They are ways to channel your own inner wisdom. So how do you tap into your own inner wisdom? This is how, okay? You personify these three brain networks and you speak to these and you have conversations and dialogues with these. And I'll take you through this. So the first one is your default mode network, and that's what I like to call the inner artist. Remember, that's the default mode network is the one where you are unfocused and in your imaginations. That's your imagination center, your creative center, okay? I call it the inner artist. We all have one. You can talk to your inner artist, ask it questions, ask him or her or they questions. What do you think about this problem I'm having? Let the inner artist, let your default mode network, let your inner artist answer that from that point of view in your life. Each of these three inner guides has its own perspective, has its own values, its own value system, its own priorities, and its own perspective for you, and its own lens through which it provides you wisdom, right? So you can probably already tell one of the most important things is to listen to all three, right? Get the balance, get them all, right? Sometimes we live in one more than another. Sometimes we live in one for certain tasks more than another. So for money-oriented challenges, you might be constantly in your central executive network. And it might be helpful to ask your inner artist about a money problem, because the money problems are generally your central executive domain. So it's nice to get that balance from a different part of your brain, different inner guide. So let's talk about the central executive network. That is your inner CEO, or your inner, I like to call it the inner CEO. I like to call it your inner, some people call it the inner king or queen. Some people call it the inner entrepreneur, because there is an entrepreneurial kind of spirit to it sometimes. That's where that can come from, sort of ambition and drive to achieve a goal, to achieve the dreams and the values that you have around those topics that are central executive topics. Plans, money, organization, structure, education, all of those things that are sort of the domain of the central executive network. Well, your inner CEO or your inner entrepreneur can guide you there, okay? And so can your other two inner guides. Your inner artist can guide you there too from that perspective. So your inner CEO, your inner entrepreneur has its own, his or her or their own values that may be, probably are different than the values of your inner artist. Your inner artist may value different things than your inner entrepreneur. And the focus is on different things. So you can talk to and have a conversation with your inner entrepreneur. What do you think about this money problem? What do you think about this relationship problem? That's not really the domain of the inner entrepreneur. But your inner entrepreneur may have an opinion on that and give you guidance and wisdom. Tap into that. The personification of these things is the key. It helps you focus in and focus what you want to get wisdom on from within you, right? You're really just, like I said, you're channeling your own wisdom, right? And then the third and final inner guide that we'll talk about is connected to your salience network, which is the network that balances all the other networks. It is the network that watches you watching. It is the network that gives you perspective on things and allows you to see patterns among things. I like to call this your inner healer. You could call it your inner shaman or your inner sorcerer. These are all archetypal names. These are not only, so here I'm not only connecting your brain networks with personified inner guides, but these are also very classic archetypes that work universally, really. So your inner healer, your inner shaman, is the wise voice within you that looks at things from a balanced perspective. What does this person, he, she, it, they, have to say about the relationship problem or the money problem or the any problem, anything that you're challenged and you want wisdom on? Talk to your inner healer, your inner shaman. And you can even, in fact, I encourage you to even imagine what these three inner guides look like. Have a vision of them. You can meet them. And then the final technique I want to tell you about you can do here is hold a round table. have them all come together in a conference. Watch them come in. Go into a deep meditation. Visualize the conference room. Watch them, or the conference, or the circle around a fireplace, or a circle with a talking stick, whatever moves you, whatever modality you like. Watch them come in one by one and look at them and have a roundtable conversation. They may want to talk to each other. They may argue with each other. They may not. They may each have different parts of wisdom. In my roundtables, usually my inner guides don't typically argue with each other, but they'll say, yes, I agree with that, but I also think this is important. So they tend to agree with each other, but they have a different perspective. A very different perspective. So there's a lot more to this, and I'd like to share that with you. And it starts with there are three inner assessments that I have created that will help you identify your inner guides, what their values are, what moves them and motivates them. And this sort of goes deeper into the archetypes. There are different types within each of these three. So, for example, your inner CEO, your inner entrepreneur, also is kind of your leader, is oftentimes a leader. And so you might be, there's one archetype that's a natural leader. There's another that's more of a leader through love and relationship. And there's another that's sort of a solo leader, meaning they just follow the beat of their own drum. They don't really lead others. They're not that interested in that. These are all possible archetypes for your inner CEO, your inner entrepreneur. You can find out which one is your primary by taking these assessments. So I've done these assessments to help you identify. And not only does it identify these sort of quote-unquote personality traits of your three inner guides, but it also helps you identify what matters to them, what their value systems are. Because those are yours. Those are your value systems. Some people think, well, I just have these values. It's like, no, you actually have different values for different things. When it comes to your default mode, your inner artist, you have certain values about those things. When it comes to your inner healer, you might have a different set of values for healing and balance in your life. And so it's a great revelation to tap into these different, you know, personalities, but also value systems. So I really encourage you to do that. The gift that I want you to have for watching this today, and thank you for being here and watching this, the gift that I'd like to give you is one of those assessments. It's the assessment for your inner entrepreneur. I want you to get to know your inner entrepreneur by taking this. It's like a quiz, online quiz. It'll take maybe 15 minutes. And you go through a series of questions. They're kind of fun and very deep and revealing. And it will then give you back what your primary is. In fact, it'll give you all of them and your score on all of them. So you'll see what your highest score is and your lowest score. And this will be very revealing later on in the full course that I have on the Noble Spirit, the Journey of the Noble Spirit. It goes into your low scores and what that means and what some of the weaknesses are that might trip you up, and some of the patterns and routines you might get into that are outside of your real value system, right? That are actually triggers, that are triggering you into patterns of behavior and thought that are not really the true patterns and behaviors of your inner guides, of your actual value systems. And so it's really great to know where you score on all of these, because it can reveal this to you. So I want you to have that. The link will be on the page here with the video, I believe, for the inner entrepreneur assessment. And I hope to see you on the other side of that, because I have so much more to talk about with that. And I really want to share that with you, because it goes way beyond just getting to know your inner entrepreneur. That's going to blow your mind. That's going to be great. You're going to start having conversations with your own inner wisdom. But then it goes way beyond that. And I can't wait to share that with you too. So thank you so much for being here and listening to me. And I hope you enjoy the inner entrepreneur assessment. And I hope to see you on the other side of that. Thanks again. Take care.